The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Robin, and she's... What are you doing? Having breakfast over there?
I'll be right back. No.
What is it? Pepsi and a Pop-Tart?
Oh, no. It's far better. I think it's a turkey sandwich and some fried chicken and...
Well, I mean, it's true.
Oh, Bojangles chicken.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So where were you when you got the Bojangles chicken? Somewhere south of here.
In some place, yeah, some place where you weren't around to get some.
Where?
Mechanicsville.
Mechanicsville, Virginia. Okay. Yeah. They have pretty good chicken, actually. Bojangles, not bad. So, Mr. Bojangles.
I'm coming.
Don't choke, Robin. Relax. It's all good. Anyway, folks, here we are back with the Outdoorsman Radio Show. At least one of us is. The one who's paying attention. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and our great producer, Chris, who gets a lot of kudos from our listeners and from
us. Because he's wonderful.
Because he's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You got it. You got it. It will take your phone calls at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We'll talk about, you know, anything related to the outdoors, anything related to wildlife, anything related to fishing, anything related to hunting, guns, you know, whatever. As long as you stay in those several, those broad topics, we'll be more than glad to talk to you. 410-922-6680. Got a question? Seen something unusual, some kind of unusual wildlife activity? How about an unusual bird or something like that? Some squirrels in the backyard acting funky. We'll talk about any and all that. So, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So, man, I need to go fishing. I think I'm going to try maybe get out for a couple hours this week. I hear some hickory shatter calling my name, but we'll see. We are working diligently to get the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine out a month and a half early this year, so the covers have already gone to the printer the other day, and the proofs have been approved, so they're being printed as we speak. The rest of it will go to the printers this week, and it'll be about a week or 10 days turnaround, so we should have it, the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, starting to be distributed sometime during the first week of May. Overlapping that will be the publication of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Summer Edition, and we're still looking for photos for that, for kids' turkey pictures and, you know, deer from last deer season. We got a lot of deer that we measured through bucks, bears, stags. We have some pictures of some pretty nice deer. And speaking of bucks, bears, stags, the official record-keeping organization for Maryland for white-tailed deer, Sika deer, and black bears, bucks, bears, stags. The next measuring event is going to be on the 22nd of May. Mark that down, May 22nd. It's a Sunday at Schrader's Outdoors, and that is in, is that Henderson, Robin? Schrader's in Henderson? It's in Caroline County.
I thought it was Queen Anne's County.
No, it's Caroline County.
Is it?
Yeah. Close. Close, but just look at Schrader's Outdoors. I'm sure they have it on their page. We have it on our Facebook page. If you have any questions, go to Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook or website. Call the number. That's Robin's work phone, and you know, let us know you're coming. Send us a message on Facebook. Drop an email to bbs@bucks-bears-stags.com. You know, there's many, many ways to communicate. So we'd love to hear from you. Bring those deer from any season in the past, back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s, and 80s, and 90s, and 2000s. We measure any deer, just as long as we can get it in a record book for Maryland. We're happy to do so. So just have to have your confirmation number, or we have to have some corroboration about that. You know, so we want to see Grandpa's deer. We want to see, you know, Uncle Bob's deer from back in the 50s, the big giant buck that he killed in the Eastern Shore. We want to see all those and make sure that they get recognized in the Maryland Record Book. Maryland Record Book is still for sale, plenty of them. You might find one at your local dealers, or you might be able to order it online if you prefer, and we'll ship it right out to you. And the website is bucks-bears-stags.com. If you have any, if you'd like to learn more, go to my website, ellisoutdoors.com, ellisoutdoors.com. And there's all kinds of information on not only, you know, Bucks, Bears, Stags, but Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs, Eastern Shore, the Outdoors and Radio Show. You can read all about that. Our bio and history's on there, so a lot of good stuff. Right, Chris?
I'm sorry, I was talking to Mark on the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, who's on the line now that we can talk to?
Yes, Mark wants to, Mark from Pikesville wants to talk about nature and the Baltimore Oriole in particular.
All righty, let's talk to him. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. Great show. So my question, I wanted to ask this. I like bird watching, and you brought up birds, and I have a nice tree outside of my kitchen window, and I like bird watching. I remember studying it in the third grade. So I know our baseball team is named after the Baltimore Oriole. I noticed some Baltimore Orioles outside of my window on the tree, and they're beautiful birds. So I was wondering for us and the listeners, is the Baltimore Oriole named so because it's particular to the area of Baltimore, or is it a bird that can be found and looked at around the world?
Not around the world. It's a regional species like many of them are. Why it's called the Baltimore Oriole, I'm not sure when or where it was discovered. It's a good question, though, and we'll have to do that a little bit of research. Yeah.
I will do that.
Robin will research that a little bit for us.
Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yep. So we don't have the answer for you right now, but give us a few, and we'll try to find out, okay?
Very good. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
I got it.
Yeah, anyway.
Baltimore Oriole.
Yeah, Robin's going to look up Baltimore Oriole, so we'll see how that works. 410-922-6680. I think that call will lead us right into our first break here. Let me see who we have to talk about today. Oh, my. Why don't I ask you this question? Do you have in your home a place or a room where there's a hole in the wall, and you refer to it as the fireplace, but it's not really because there hasn't been a fire in it in years? Well, you know what you can do with that? You can go to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and fill that hole in like we did with a gas fireplace insert and bring that thing back to life. And then instead of splitting wood and hauling wood and, you know, putting the newspaper in there and the fire starter and lighting it up and, you know, forgetting to open the flue, well, you can sit back in your chair with your little remote control device. You can turn the temperature where you want it. The flames come up, warms up the room, and you can turn it off whenever you want. We love it, our gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Do we not, Robin?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. We love it.
Yep. It was just on a few minutes ago. Brought the room up to temperature. It's very comfortable in here. And so now it's off. And so we recommend Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island as the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. We got an EX35 by a company by the name of Enviro. They carry Enviro and, of course, and Regency. But Backyard Billy's did the installation. They facilitated the installation of the stone on the wall. They did everything, start to finish, and they provided us with service and, you know, friendly service, knowledgeable follow-up. We enjoy dealing with Backyard Billy's, no question. Hearth America, I mentioned the brands. You know that we have a worldwide supply of shortage of computer chips, and, of course, computer chips are in your fireplace. Not sure what the availability is, but they've got plenty in stock right now. Will that continue? Not sure, but it's time to act. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom so you will be ready for the coming cold weather. Don't forget they have a full selection of barbecue grills, too. Pellet grills by Traeger and the ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue is what you're looking for in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Hey, the water's going to warm up a little bit. The crabs will start running a little bit. Clyde Sports Shop has everything you need for crabbing. They have the low-sided Pasadena-style crab traps, the open-top crab traps, the topless traps. They've got trot lines. They've got the nets, the bait, the steamers, the seasoning, the wood baskets with lids. They've got the raw line if you want to make your own trot lines and the trot line parts. So for crabbing, it's Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, plus full selection of fishing tackle, guns, and ammo as well. Why not stop by and check out their giant selection of fishing tackle, crabbing supplies too, and especially, you know, they have Shakespeare, the Ugly Stick, Fluger rods and reels, pen reels, trolling rods and reels, and the St. Croix rods, St. Croix fishing rods. You will enjoy those once you purchase one. It's one of the finest rods out there, medium-priced rod, and you will enjoy your St. Croix rod because it's everything that it promises to be. Live and frozen bait and minnows, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. The website has now changed. It is now ClydesFishingGear.com, ClydesFishingGear.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Department store north of Houston sat a Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. In a minute he knows the front door will close and this tired old Santa can pack up and leave. But a big fella came out of nowhere and he sat right down on Santa's knee. Well, the whole place stopped dead as the big fella said, "Dear Santa, I appreciate you listening to me." And he said, "Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh, ho with crabs.
Christmas, my Christmas wish will come true.
We hate to cut that off, but we've got a caller on the line, so let's go to Delaware. Good morning. How are you?
Tom?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
That's all right. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, I love the show, guys. I listen to you every Saturday.
Well, I appreciate that. What's up?
I just have a curiosity question. I live in an old trailer, and my windows are real big, and I had like 10 deer last week 3 feet away from my trailer window, and I stood here and watched them for like 20 minutes, and they didn't even see me, and it was a cloudy day. And they didn't even recognize, they didn't even see me. Then I tapped on the window, and they still didn't do nothing. Why is that?
They're used
because,
to you.
Maybe they couldn't smell me or what?
Well, that's a possibility, but they're used to you. They're used to being around that trailer. They're used to...
You don't see them too much around here. I've told them in the last week, but basically they're usually over at my neighbor's house, usually eating nuts.
Yeah.
I was just curious. I just thought maybe they... You know, because of the glass or something, but...
Well, that's possible, too, but, I mean, I would say that if they're your neighbors are used to being around the area, they're used to the smells and the sounds, so you're
right.
Not gonna, you know, are you in a suburban area, or are you out in the woods, or where are you?
Yeah, it's woodsy, it's real woodsy down here where I live at.
Yeah, okay.
Well, but I got a little strip of woods behind my house. I see turkey all the time, and fox,
nice.
And all kind of crap.
Nice, I got it.
So, but anyway, that's why I was just curious, I just wanted to see what was up.
All right, man. Thanks for sharing. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Have a great day, guys.
You do the same. Take care.
All right. See ya. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. Miss Robin, tell us about the Baltimore Oriole.
It is named, and thank you, Joe. I had found it on Wikipedia also, but thank you for your insight. Named after the coat of arms of Lord Baltimore. The
Lord
colors
Calvin.
Were the Lord Calvin.
Yep.
I said Baltimore, but okay. And then... They always like the darker fruits and berries.
Right.
And one of the biggest wonders of the world is how they make their hanging nests.
Yes. They do have a hanging nest, like a bag.
Right. And it's always on the end of the branches.
Yep.
There's a reason for that, but I lost it.
Right. Lord Baltimore is correct, Robin. It's the Calvert family, Lord Baltimore.
Right.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
But they also like the darkest fruits in the barrel, like robins and everything, like lighter colored fruits. But
uh-huh.
They like the darkest fruit.
So they like the
cherries and
blackberries and that kind of stuff.
And the darkest ones of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They're very picky about it.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I now know more about Orioles than I ever wanted to know.
I got it.
Which is also interesting. They also eat called gaping. Gapping.
They what?
They're eating. They have an unusual eating method called gapping.
Okay.
After they insert their beak into whatever they eat, they spread their beak out to create a tunnel.
Okay.
And use their tongue to lap up the juices instead of just, I don't know, it's just something.
Very interesting.
Like I said, I know more than I ever wanted
ever
to know.
Ever wanted to know. I got it. What do you know about hippos?
That you're going to tell a joke.
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
I don't know, Alan. What's the difference between a hippo
and a Zippo? A hippo weighs 5,000 pounds. A Zippo is a little lighter.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Excuse me. Hey, good morning, Alan.
Morning, Lee. How are you?
Good. I'm not going to talk about my wife and I catching catfish and eels. Morning.
Okay.
I found something really interesting. My aunt gave me my grandfather's fishing diary, which
that's neat.
It's yeah, Alan and Robin. It's really something. I mean, I could fill an hour of your show with it, but it's
you ought to publish it.
It does. But just a quickie, from the stories I remember from my early teens, riding to Wachaprig, Virginia for the, down, 50 to 13.
Right.
My grandfather's black LeSabre and going down to, the Wachaprig Hotel to go fishing with Captain Ray Parker. I don't know if you knew that name, but Bill Burns would fish with.
Yeah, I think I do remember that.
But Burton would fish with him a lot of, you know, from the Sun Papers and whatnot. But
right.
Clay Parker was the guru of flounder fishing down in Wawatcha Creek.
Right.
But I would never forget, we get out there in the boat, and the captain would go to my grandfather was Pap and Mamaw, my grandmother would go to, the whole family. He would take the kids, the whole family.
Right.
And captain would go, Mr. Hale, what would you prefer to catch today? And my grandfather would go, well, how about sea bass? So we go out somewhere off the coast there. One of the wrecks is typically where we would go, and we'd fill a cool. Back then, there was no limits. All I
right.
remember was these boxes of fish. And then my grandmother would go, well, Ray, you know, let's go in and catch some flounder after, you know, filling a box full of sea bass. And then we come in and catch flounder, and it was nothing to fill a box because, again, there was no limit.
Right.
I blame my grandfather for the lack of flounder and Wawatcha Creek.
That's possible. You never know.
Because, years later, I took my wife on a couple fishing trips that night, and Ray Parker would go, Lee, it's not like it was when you're fishing with your pap and mamaw.
Right.
We caught plenty of flounder, but regardless, but here's the part I always get a kick out of. We come on the way home, my grandfather, the roads were just concrete, not paved, and you had these bumps. And
right.
as we're coming down 13 in the evening, you know, headed back to Towson.
Right.
I'd be looking out the back window as a kid, and you'd see the sparks. Every bump we would hit, the sparks shooting up.
Oh, yeah.
From all the cooler, all the fish.
Wow.
And then the highlight was when we got back home, he would beep his car horn as we're coming down the street, and all the neighbors knew that we had a successful trip, and everybody would come over with a pan or whatnot to get, you know, a bunch of fish from us to take home for, their meals and whatnot.
Sure.
But it was always, my grandfather was always very generous with the catch, and it was all divvied out amongst our neighbors and family that we all lived together here.
Sure.
Towson, and we never lacked fish, but it was those were very memorable trips as a kid to go on these trips with my grandfather. That's what really sure. got me started with him and
wonderful.
You know, these flounder and fishing
sure.
trips down to Eastern Shore and whatnot.
Wonderful. All right, my friend.
Yep,
well,
yep.
Look, I appreciate that, and that's a great blast from the past. We enjoyed the story, and we'll talk to you again soon. All right?
Okay.
Thanks,
see
Lee.
Alan.
See you, buddy.
Alan.
Have a super one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. That was a great call from Lee with the memories from fishing with my grandfather. My grandfather wasn't a fisherman. He was a little bit of a hunter. He wasn't much of a deer hunter at all because there wasn't a lot of deer around back then. But, you know, my uncles had a deer hunting camp in Huntington County, Pennsylvania. But my grandfather got me at least partially interested in hunting because he was a squirrel hunter, and he hunted with a shotgun. He had an old Ithaca 16-gauge shotgun that he used. And he would shoot a gray squirrel or a fox squirrel, and if he got a particularly nice one, he would skin it, and then he had a piece of plywood that he would use about 20 inches wide, 2 feet long, and he'd tack that squirrel hide onto that piece of plywood and salt it, and then when it dried out, he'd turn it over, of course, with the hair side out, and those were his trophies in his garage. He would have those squirrel hides, and not many of them. I don't mean he'd do, you know, 20 of them or anything like that, but I had one of those when I was a kid. There were fox squirrels on the property. It was my uncle's farm, and I had one of those, and I was privileged to be able to take not only gray squirrels but fox squirrels as well. And very, very enjoyable memories from my misspent youth. Not very well misspent, but my youth, walking the farm and hunting just like my grandfather did. And he was quite a squirrel hunter. He'd just go and sit and wait and sit and wait. I don't know if he did a lot of walking or not, but that's where I cut my teeth, was on small game hunting and particularly squirrel hunting, following in my grandfather's footsteps. So I was pretty happy with that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So let me find out what we have to do next. Any callers on the line, Chris?
No, sir, and it's the perfect time to do the second.
Yes, uh-huh. It is the perfect time. You're absolutely right. No question about that. And I would like to do that in just 1 second. Here we go. So stop by to see Brett at Spurrier's Tire Service the other day. Helped me out of a little jam again, and I'll tell you, I cannot say enough about Spurrier's Tire Service or personalized service. It's just spectacular. Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals here get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, any size. They do it all. Tire repair, a lot of that. Full service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. I said no appointment needed for tires. Or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. Phone number again, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. You'll be glad you did. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. Fishing season's here. Crabbing right around the corner, of course. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters in Edgewater. The selection of tackle for freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing is amazing. Rods and reels from the top brands are here. Artificial lures for perch and bass and snakeheads and rockfish line the walls, and there's live bait and ice, too. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, stocks crab traps and trot lines, net, bait bags, steamers, crab seasoning, and much more. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, located 3137 Solomon's Island Road in the northbound side near Advanced Auto Parts. That phone number, 410-956-0300 on the hunting side. They have a fine selection of firearms, Matthews and Hoyt bows, crossbows, all the accessories to go bow hunting, and the waterfowl department is always ready, too. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, Crab Headquarters, has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention, watermen. Bring your license for your discount. We'll be right back after these messages.
Temperatures will run close to average to start off this weekend, then above average continuing into Sunday tomorrow. As far as this Saturday, some early cloud cover, and then some sun will start to break through this afternoon as the high gets close to the 70-degree mark. Winds will stay light, and then partly cloudy tonight with a low of 52. A beautiful Sunday to wrap up the weekend. Expect sunshine tomorrow and a high around 80. Clouds will increase on Monday to start off the week with a high in the mid-70s. A little bit cooler with some showers on Tuesday and a high hitting the low 70s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learn more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Hey, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the Bible go float away.
Mike's hot. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. As we round out this hour of the show, we've got, you know, 15 minutes or so left to talk with our listeners out there on anything they want to talk about. We'd be more than glad to talk with... Oh,
we've got Emmett, and he wants to talk about snipes.
Snipes, okay, let's talk about snipes. Hi, Emmett, how you doing?
Hey, Emmett.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin. Years ago, our kids at church, we would take them out to, like, Fort Frederick, and we would do these bike-a-thons where we raised money for missions.
Right.
So at nighttime, we would take them out on a snipe hunt.
Right.
Now, you know there is a snipe, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's right. Yeah, shorebird. Yep. Yep.
And so, we, by the time we were done with these kids, they would be crying and holding each other's hands, walking out of the woods, and we would just laugh. But later that night, they would be asleep in their tents, or they would go to their tents at 10:30. We gave them a half hour to have the lights on, then lights out.
Yeah.
And so we snuck behind a tent, reached under the tent, and grabbed their leg.
Oh, brother.
Oh, you'd be so dead.
You would be,
These kids let out a holler. We quick ran around the other side. We yell at them, "What's going on in there? All these lights on. We told you to be quiet and go to bed."
That's funny. You guys.
And but we just sat there and just laughed and laughed.
Yeah.
But you know, the snipe hunts were just great times.
I've heard of those. You know, scout camps and things like that. You take, you send them out there with a bag and tell them that you're going to walk through the brush or something on and run a snipe to them, and they have to catch it in the bag.
Yeah, and some people will take like a little rope and have some feathers tied to it, and you know, kind of pull it. There were some scouts out there, and they said, "Man, they just laughed." They said, "Man, we got to do that again."
Yeah,
but it was just a fun time, and people thought there's no such thing. Oh no, there really is a snipe.
Oh yeah, there are snipe, no question. You just don't catch them at night in the woods. But
no, you don't.
Yeah.
But we don't tell them that.
Yeah, of course. I think a snipe, I'm not sure, are they related to woodcock or not? Are they more related to shorebirds? I can't tell you. I've seen them. I've seen them in the wild on the shore, but I can't.
Well, I've only seen them in the books, and they have a webbed foot like a duck.
Yeah, it's true. But they are game. I think they are a game bird. Is maybe Robin will want to find out if snipe is a legal game bird in Maryland. SNIPE.
I know what it is. I got it.
You got it. Have you seen them down in Queen Anne's County, Robin? See them around your dad's place?
I never look for them.
Oh. All right. Well, that's cool, Emmett. So,
okay.
Thank you, buddy.
You have a great day.
You do the same.
Two peas?
No, one.
One pea, right?
Yep. Thanks, Emmett. Take care. All right. So, I got a phone call the other day, Monday, Of course, Robin's gone. I get a phone call from my buddy Doug. Hey, Alan, I had a good morning. Okay, what happened? Well, I got a nice turkey. Yeah, he said, got him by, I think, 7:20 or something like that. And he said, so I just decided to go fishing, and I caught a couple catfish. Do you want one? I said, sure. He said, I got one about 10 pounds. I said, all right, that's fine. So he stopped by the house and got this catfish out. And had another one in there that was 20 couple pound, and his turkey was nice bird, 20 couple pound bird. And so we got a picture of him holding up his turkey in one hand and his 20-pound catfish in the other. And I'll just call that Eastern Shore Surf and Turf. So later that afternoon, evening, I filleted the catfish and had catfish two nights in a row. And I'll tell you something about blue catfish. They're a little denser than other fish. The fillets are nice and thick. Of course, on a 10 or 20-pound fish, they're going to be. I think the best way to do them is probably chop them up in nuggets, inch by inch cubes or maybe a little bigger, bread them and deep fry them because they take a little extra time to cook. Now, I pan fried them. I sauteed the first night, butter, lemon. I didn't have any white wine. Unfortunately, that would have added another dimension to the flavor, but butter and lemon, salt and pepper, they were good, but then I had to finish them a little bit longer than I normally would with any other fish because they are so dense and they take a long time to flake. The next night, I fried them just salt and pepper in bacon grease. And I just fried them till they were brown and started to break apart a little bit. And they were delicious as well. So don't be afraid to eat blue catfish, invasive species though they are. They're very delicious. So I enjoyed two meals out of that. And I ate a lot of catfish. Not a lot of sides, just a lot of meat. But I enjoyed that immensely. So thanks, Doug, for that. He didn't offer to share any turkey with me, so we'll have to go out and do that. Have to harvest one myself this year to get some turkey. So congratulations to all the turkey folks that were successful. If you're out there trying today, maybe we've got a few more pictures coming today. We'd love to see them. But I'm guessing that a lot of people that would normally be listening are out in the woods today or maybe headed out on the water. So we'll wait the rest of the week to hear from them. Right, Robin?
Yeah, it's kind of hard. Okay, under waterfowl management, right?
Yeah.
It says mourning doves, woodcocks, rails, ganulas.
Ganules, yeah.
Ganules, and snipe. And then under that is 2021 public dove fields. Is that what I go to?
No, you go for look for the limit on snipe.
I did, but I can't find that. It says snipe here, but then it doesn't give me.
Huh. How about Google something like snipe in Maryland or something?
I did.
Like
I'm on DNR, but DNR gets lost. I hate that.
Sometimes it is a little difficult to navigate.
What if it says snipes and you push on snipes and it goes to something totally different?
Because that's how that system is set up. It's just screwed up. Unless it's on the page with the public dove fields.
Here's e-regulations. Hold on.
E-regulations, yeah. I've had some.
Migratory game birds are brants, coots, doves, ducks, geese, rails, snipes, and woodcocks.
Okay.
There is no open season on, how do you say that, ganules?
Yeah.
Harlequin ducks, mohens, and swans.
Moorhens and swans, right.
Okay, sorry, I'm not better at this, y'all.
That's right. You ever see a moorhen? They're pretty cool.
I have no idea what it is.
Yep, they're cool looking.
He asked me this question. I like answering questions.
Right.
So if they're migratory birds, I guess it's just under the migratory bird game stamp.
Right.
So would that mean that it's still the same season as all migratory? Are migratory birds all one season?
No. They have all different seasons. Yeah. Yeah.
You all make things so hard on yourselves.
How about this? Snipe season in Maryland.
Hon, I did that.
This came up. Knife season in Maryland. There's a challenge. We have a knife and spear and sword season for deer.
Can we stick to snipe and then go to knife?
Jump on them season. Perch in your tree stand and with a bungee cord.
Hold on, migratory hunting rules and regulations for snipe. Hold on.
There you go. Okay.
But no, it's under this whole thing again.
Okay.
A daily bag limit is maximum number of game birds for a single species. But it doesn't tell me how many. Hold on, I'm getting there.
All right. Well, you keep researching that. While you do that, I'll tell the folks about precision taxidermy. If you do kill a snipe, you want to take it over to John Baresi at Precision Taxidermy in Catonsville. He specializes in waterfowl, game birds, and that's where I take my waterfowl to be mounted for the wall.
I'm sorry. I know you're doing that. But I didn't know you couldn't field dress in Maryland unless you move a bird, unless you move it out of the field.
Didn't know that. Anyway, John Baresi's highly trained in his craft, and his quality work speaks for itself. In 2021, Precision Taxidermy, competing at the Maryland Eastern Regionals Taxidermy Convention, took the honor of first place, state champion, for one of his waterfowl mounts, which happened to be a mallard duck, which was beautiful. And now Precision Taxidermy offers freeze-drying service for items like turkey heads and velvet antlers and small game birds. So, look, folks, turkey season's here. Johnny specializes in birds. He's mounted a lot of turkeys, and he has the capability from start to finish to take care of your mount. Precision Taxidermy creates outstanding exhibits for all game species, including deer and big game. Precision Taxidermy, located at 504 Crosby Road, that's Catonsville. That's right off a rolling road. Call 410-744-1779. That's 410-744-1779 for Precision Taxidermy, dedicated to preserving your trophy and memories. Hey, you got plenty of time, but things are greening up now. Grass is green, trees are popping their leaves. But you still have plenty of time to get that yard ready for spring and summer fun outdoors with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Ken Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. You'll see a giant selection of colorful, weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially Adirondack chairs, you know, that Uncle Bob likes to sit in there and, you know, swig his beer and just watch everybody else do what they do. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Ken Island. You'll find gym sets, great for the grandkids, and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and by Big Green Egg. You'll see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and there's a huge assortment of accessories and outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Why not stop by today? Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Chop, chop. Hey, guess what? Clyde Sports Shop. They have everything you need for fishing. I'm going to talk about rods right now. Shakespeare rods, including the Ugly Stick. Fluger rods, okay? Trolling rods and reels, of course. Trolling combos for rockfish. And then St. Croix fishing rods. If you want a fine quality fishing rod, St. Croix is the way to go. Take a look at the giant selection from ultralight to heavy duty. You will like that selection of St. Croix rods, all at Clyde Sports Shop. So there are your choices. Shakespeare, Pfluger, Ugly Stick, St. Croix, and much, much more. Many, many more brands. You can find the rod you need to do the kind of fishing you want at Clyde Sport Shop. Live and frozen bait, minnows, fishing license, rod repairs, lures and terminal tackle for any type of fishing, and a complete selection of crabbing gear as well. 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop. Website is clydesfishinggear.com. So there we go. We're done, right?
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade by sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool.
All right, let's get in there.
Take a stroll.
All right, Robin, okay. Please, snipe season.
Chop, chop. September 29th through January 31st, 8 per day, possession limit of 24.
Wow, that's a lot of snipe.
So,
good
anyway.
Luck. Good luck with that. I've only ever seen like six.
I got to find my things. We have a caller.
Okay.
We have Paul in Severna Park.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
I'm fine. You mentioned a hippo earlier in your show. Reminding me of a story I heard about an elephant.
Okay.
In Chicago.
Okay.
This Middle Eastern man, turban on his head, was sitting in the main intersection in Chicago, blocked traffic all over the place. He was sitting with his legs crossed, and he was playing a tune on a flute, just like they always did in the Middle East.
Got it.
And after a while, somebody called the police. And a policeman came, and he said, "Sir, you can't stay here like this. What are you doing?" And the man said, "I'm keeping the elephants away." And the policeman said, "There are no elephants here." He said, "See, it works."
I like that.
That's a good one, buddy. Very
okay,
good. I like it.
Thank you.
I'm glad.
Have a good one.
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Hey, it works.
That was one of the ones you, like, your finger was on the button. You weren't sure where
where was that one going?
It turned out perfect.
Yep, that was good. All right. Anybody else here, Chris?
No, sir.
No, sir?
No, sir. They wanted to find out about a different show.
Oh, well, there are no other shows.
That's what I told him. I said, you know, the show that you're looking for doesn't happen. So,
really?
Okay.
What do you mean doesn't happen? Really?
Well, no, actually, it does.
I know what you're saying.
He wanted another Alan.
Oh, another Alan.
Yeah, where the happening? Yeah, I know.
Well, the other Alan, I mean, he comes prepared with the garden club coming up right after this. You know, I mean, I've seen him come in the studio. I've seen him carrying his rake and his shovel, and he has his hoe with him. So, you know, it's all good. So, right, Robin?
I'm pleading with you.
410. WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and we will be more than glad to hear from you in the remaining few minutes. And you need to rescue me because I'm in trouble right now.
Chop, chop.
Chop, chop.
He chopped me, and I'm going to chop, chop him today.
Well, I because we were, you know, we had callers.
And now you're killing time.
Yeah, I know. You want to talk more about snipes? Go ahead.
I don't ever want to hear about snipes again. I looked up so much snipe stuff.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do they eat?
I don't know. I didn't go that far.
Oh, okay. But you're allowed 8 a day between September 29th and January 30th?
And 24 limit.
Uh-huh. That's a bag limit, yeah. I mean, possession limit.
That's at one-time possession, right?
Right.
So, like, if you ate 6 of them, then you can get 6 more.
Yeah, exactly. 24 of them are allowed in your freezer. So, or whatever, but I don't know. I've never eaten them. I imagine they'd be interesting. So,
I thought for the longest time, I thought they were little fake things. So
fake?
Yeah. I mean, for years when they used to say, we're going to take a snipe hunt, and I thought it was a joke, but it was something to go make out to.
Oh, is that what it was?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I wish I'd have known that.
They say, I'm going to take a snipe. Never mind. Okay.
You're telling a little bit too much about yourself there, Robin.
Bye.
Bye. How many times have you been snipe hunting?
None ya. That's how many times I've been. None ya
business. it's never a dull moment with this woman, ladies and gentlemen. I can tell you that. So.
What can I say?
I think you said enough.
Way too much already.
Way too much, yeah. So, but that's okay.
I hope my daughter's sleeping through this.
Doubtful. So she'll call you here in a minute, I'm sure. What were you saying about snipe hunting, Mom? Yep. Are you going to tell her the same thing, Nunya?
No, because she probably sniped on herself.
You're just digging it deeper, aren't you? Chris, can you rescue us?
No, actually, she used to go out and check the irrigation things. That was there. We're going to go out and check the irrigation.
Go out and check the irrigation on the farm?
Uh-huh.
After dark?
Uh-huh.
How'd that work out?
Ask my daughter.
No, I'm not asking her nothing. That's no. Nuh-uh.
Another
Chris,
90.
Are you learning anything or too much?
I already know about a whole bunch of stuff anyhow, so. But it's safe with me.
Yeah, I can't give people my pickup line, the one I shared with you.
No, you can't.
That would be a little
yeah,
too much. But I did tell my mother-in-law. She thought it was hilarious.
You can tell your wife when you get off air, too.
You know what it is.
We'll talk later.
All right. It's never worked, so just so you know.
Well, it probably does, you know, a slap in the face.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Hey, Robin, there's the music. Say something.
Everybody.